That's good.
Thanks, man.
I like that.
Thanks, dude.
You did it again, man. Right on the fly.
Been working really hard at my songs, man.
Impressive.
I'm going to put out an album one of these days.
You should. All of, what are you going to call them? Oh. It's live.
That's what I want to call it.
Listen, I don't want to overstate this, but you are a literal genius. It's like one of those moments in your life where your mind is literally blown.
I got the blues.
Like, I feel like it just blew.
Yeah, man. I mean, didn't get much better than playing music on a keyboard.
Impressivo.
Thanks, dude. Everything's, you know, straight up live.
Yeah, so what do we do? Oh, you just put your hands in the air. Wait, you're not doing it? You son of a gun.
Tricked me.
You're like,
I was doing it the last time.
You're like, look.
I don't know why it kept doing it.
You're a trickster, that's why. You can't help yourself. Like the time that you put my truck on Craigslist, and I was just getting a bunch of random calls from people, and I knew immediately who had done it, of course, and couldn't even call you because of so many incoming calls, because what did you do?
So we are in a little deeper where
we'll talk about that
watch
later.
Movies and... Yeah. Get a little deeper. I mean, we actually watch movies.
Yeah, we watch them. Some people think that they watch them, but we watch them. I mean, we don't always get it. I'll be honest. But when that happens, we go in a little deeper, and we just keep digging.
We keep digging, and we tried to dig into a movie today, and it didn't work out very good because it was the worst movie ever. And we actually determined that immediately.
Yeah, it was actually
2 minutes of watching it.
But we gave it a shot, though. Gave it a legit shot.
A legit shot. It didn't
work. We watched 65% of this movie.
Land of the Minotaur.
It's still going.
Still going on the side.
Yeah,
it's not even visually appealing.
Whatever. I thought it was going to be good. It's a PG film about a Minoan worshipping race of people who, what do? They kidnap and try to, like...
I don't even know anything about this movie.
They try to sacrifice 3 teenagers. That's, like, the whole synopsis, I think. They just try to... This weird cult. And that's it.
That's it.
But so and I was like, oh, it's...
That's a little deeper.
No, that's not a little
but
deeper. I was thinking, oh,
no,
it's PG,
you are,
it's going to be
you
great.
You are getting a little deeper.
How are you going to possibly do this film? And then you watch
but,
it. And it's just dog shit.
It's dog shit, just like your truck that I put on Craigslist.
It wasn't that shitty.
So Nick had a truck.
I did. It was kind of shitty. But
it was
what
a
you
Ranger.
Didn't
a Ford Ranger. What year was it?
It was 1998. Nice one.
1998.
Standard
Ford
cab.
Ranger.
Four-cylinder.
Four-cylinder. Four on the four. Five on the four.
Five-speed transmission.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Nick loved that truck. We used to like to prank each other a little bit, so I put his truck on Craigslist, put a nice little description under it, original owner, low mileage,
stock.
Have all the paperwork.
Yeah, stock photos.
And then put it for like $600.
Yeah.
So
I was fielding some offers. Now, granted, this was about 10 years ago.
It was about 10 years ago.
So it was 2008.
But Nick got
a
lot of calls immediately.
I got a lot of calls. Imagine like a 10-year-old truck. I mean, it's a piece of shit truck, but still.
It's still pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like if you mixed like a go-kart and a truck.
I like that truck.
I liked it.
Do you wish you still had that truck?
No, it has been wrecked several times. By my
Why'd
cousin.
You get rid of it?
Because I traded it for my car whenever the brakes went out, I think.
Really?
It's kind of like a trashy thing. Like, hey, man, I'm going to give you my car. I'm dickering, man. I'm dickering.
My brakes
here,
are going
this
out.
This thing ain't got no brakes, man, but it's a truck. Give me that car. All right, here's your car, man.
I think it's cool when people have a vehicle for, like, their entire lives, whether it's, like, cool or not. Like,
yeah.
Like
I try to hold on to cars for a while.
If you would have had that truck for your whole life.
The Ranger? Wasn't that cozy. It was kind of, I mean, it's little.
Yeah,
I'm
but
not
it'd
even
be
a big
cool.
person, and it's just like, man, I was like dominating that thing.
You don't think that would be cool if that was like the truck you had your whole life?
No, I wish it would be a different truck or like a car or something cooler than that.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about getting a cool car. Like, you know, originally I drive a Jeep right now.
Jeep Cherokee.
Jeep Wrangler.
It's a Cherokee.
Wrangler. Cherokees are SUVs.
I know, I'm messing with you. He gets very defensive. Yeah. He's like, that's not really a Jeep.
Yeah, it's my. I have
tells me that I don't understand it because it's.
I like
what?
To call it
Jeep's
a mall
thing?
Crawler.
A Jeep's thingy.
A Jeep's thingy.
A Jeep's thingy. Is
I call it
a
mall crawler.
All right, whatever. What's there's a mall crawler? Oh, because they're. I get it.
There's a guy. There's a guy. There's a guy at work that he has like a TJ. It's like a Toyota TJ off road thing.
FJ Cruiser.
Yeah, maybe that's FJ. What it is. FJ. Is that FJ?
Yeah.
And so he's all about it, like
those
being
off road
and stuff.
Those
yeah, it's
cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I call it like a van. Just like I'm like, dude, that van is tight. I was like, I don't care what anybody says about
it. I think it's really
he gets like really uptight about it.
That's an emasculating term and I really would appreciate it if you wouldn't come at me with that microaggression.
Yeah, so we have like this workplace thing, so our hashtag on there is called Pray for Mike's van.
Pray for Mike's van.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
Because when I go to work, I find pictures of those. I find pictures of them wrecked and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll send them a picture of it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it must have been raining outside, or just like to tell them this. Jeep's not that cool.
It's pretty cool though.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
I just like. Jacking
I like it,
with
man.
Them. I just like jacking with
it's
them.
Cool. Like you were saying the other day, like something breaks, you're like, and I just take it away and then put a new one on it.
I'm sorry I rambled about that.
It's okay.
Office pranks.
It's okay.
But
you're a prankster.
I'm
you
a
can't
prankster.
Help yourself.
Yeah.
You but literally cannot help yourself.
I'm thinking about getting another vehicle, man. I was going to
an additional?
No.
Why?
I'm thinking about getting a different one.
Okay.
And hear me out.
How's
here.
How's this exchange going to go down?
I need to sell mine.
Could get messy.
Selling it could get messy?
It could get messy.
How?
I don't know, man.
It's a great Jeep. So I guess I got to put it on Craigslist. I don't like selling shit either.
Oh, man. You got
to
talk to somebody.
I don't need somebody coming down there and I'll be like, hey, I want like $8,500. And somebody goes, oh, I'll give you $7,500 for
it.
You got a little tear on the seat over here and your window won't roll up.
That's called dickering. I know.
I don't like
it. I'm really good at that.
Yeah, I don't like it. But, so here's what I want.
You're in Dicker?
I want an AMC Pacer.
Oh, man. That is not a reliable option, man.
What?
An AMC Pacer?
Yeah. You know who had an AMC Pacer?
Who?
Fucking Wayne's World, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm going to paint it just like that.
That baby blue?
I want a Mirthmobile. Yeah. And I'm going to put in there, put a licorice cutter. I'm going to get a CD player, put it right on the front. And then you tell me how lame it is when we're cruising around listening to Bohemian Rhapsody. Would that be cool?
That'd be pretty.
I think I can make it happen for like $7,000. I can get more for my Jeep.
I really think you should do all of that.
Well, now you just said it was unreliable.
No, man. If you could.
Now you're like,
what? What if it is reliable? What if it is reliable?
Those are kind of like collector's cars now.
Yeah,
like
no, that
people,
could be
really
cool. If you did it like that,
people,
I think people would like it.
I found one for sale for that's like in perfect condition, right?
Uh-huh.
And it has 70,000 miles on it.
How does that even happen?
And it's $10,000, though.
So. I don't understand
when
people
seems
buy
like
cars
a lot.
And they're just like, I'm not going to drive it.
But is that like a jerk thing if I'm like, oh, dude, thanks for this car you've been keeping perfect for so long. I'm going to spray paint it blue.
No, it's not a jerk thing at all because you're making... Wait, spray paint?
I wouldn't spray paint
it. I was like,
I would take it somewhere.
Yeah.
So I figure, like, you
right.
know, if I could sell my Jeep, so I sell my Jeep and I just use my money to get a Pacer and paint it.
I mean, it sounds so
How
simple.
How fucking cool would that be? It
sounds so simple.
Does that seem like it'd be cool?
Could get messy.
Why could it get messy?
Deals go down wrong, man.
Yeah. I need a cheap car for now.
Yeah.
Like in the meantime.
An in-betweener?
Yeah.
Who does that?
I need a car to drive.
What does that mean? What
like,
kind of car?
Well, I'm going to have like, because the Pacers are kind of hard to find.
So you're going to, oh.
So I need like
Why are you trying to sell your Jeep so fast? I don't understand.
So I can have money for the Pacer. I'm not trying to take out a loan. Who's going to give me a loan for a Pacer? I go up to my bank. I'm going to go.
Hi, I'm going to get an AMC. I'm going to get an old car and then just kind of disgrace it.
They're like,
put
what?
A liquor.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah.
I think that they won't give you a loan on a vehicle that's like older than 2004.
Really?
Yeah. That's like, that didn't even seem like a very old car to me.
2004?
Yeah.
It's not that old.
But they won't do it older than that. So
really?
It's like
any kind of loan?
Yeah, nah. So I would roll in there and just be like, oh, hey.
Oh, hey. That's how you always start your conversations. Like, oh, hey, guys. This is Becker trying to get a loan out. I don't know. Just give me money.
It's actually a really weird bank that I have because it's like, it's actually by where you used to live.
Where at? Oh, right. Oh,
like by the hardware store. Yeah. So it's like the same two people have been working there for like the last 10 years. And it's like, I just like go in there and I'm just like, can I get a loan for this or no? They'll just say, yeah.
It is weird when you have that really personal relationship in this day and age. Like that used to be just how it was for everybody. They're like, well, I gotta go talk to Mike, see if he'll give me more money. I don't know. And now you're just like, you were denied.
I want a pacer.
You can make it happen.
And then I won't be out any money.
Yeah.
At least I hope.
Yeah.
Somebody calling you?
Yeah, somebody's calling me.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Answer it. Who is it?
I probably should. Can we pause this?
Looks like we're going to play a game. The playoffs. Ooh, to find out what's the best cartoons. Let me rewind that. We're going to find out what's the best cartoons.
Wait, I feel like we just...
We're going to find out what's the best cartoons.
Wait, I feel like we just did that.
Yes, we did. So...
That was good. We're really good on the fly.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, you just
so
edited that.
Last week we found out Ozzy Osbourne was the coolest person.
Yeah, and he
so
is.
Now we're going to find out what's
tough.
The coolest cartoon. Let me repeat. The coolest cartoon.
Which one is the coolest?
Coolest cartoon with Nicholas Border and Christopher Becker.
Christoph Becker.
So we got a playoffs thing. Nick has like some weird thing he just made up called the preliminary round.
No, it's not called the preliminary round. They're called play-in games.
The play-in games.
Or pigtails.
So you got a pigtail in to get in the playoffs. You know, if we missed a cartoon, we're sorry. On the line today, we have
a
dinosaur tooth.
We have 20.
We have a dinosaur tooth on the line today.
What was it? A Mosasaurus? What was it?
Mosasaurus. Mosasaurus. Yes, Mosasaurus. Shark, crocodile.
I looked it up. It looked terrifying.
Very terrifying.
Yeah, I looked it up.
This is one of the teeth. This tooth is have guaranteed it ripped the flesh off a prehistoric beast before. There's no doubt in my mind that it has.
Well, of course, it's a carnivore.
Yes. Just saying, it adds value. Adds value.
The gore factor.
The gore factor.
The gore
of the
factor.
Tooth. You put that thing on a necklace and you go hiking through the woods, you run into a bear.
Yeah.
The bear will go the other way every time. And you can mark our words on that and go hike in the woods and we'll be personally liable. Right, Nick?
Because you're wearing a necklace.
Yeah, it'll scare the bears off.
You say that we are suggesting that we are personally liable if you approach a bear
that's
and wearing
the Nick
no, it's
and
not.
Beck
no.
Guarantee.
No, it's not. I'm guaranteeing that if you do that and you happen upon a bear, you should be panicking because you're about to
please,
get fucked
please
up.
Please, that don't do that.
Panic.
Don't do that.
Just panic.
But if you
everybody.
We're joking.
We're
but if you do run into
a
bear, you do want to have a dinosaur tooth necklace on. You would want to have one on because it may help you.
It may help you. I really don't think it would.
Don't take financial or life advice from us.
We can not confirm nor deny anything that was ever said.
But anyways, so whoever wins this playoffs to find out what's the coolest.
You are
going to
be
repeat,
a tooth.
The coolest.
Yeah, what is
cartoon?
That?
Not the best cartoon, the coolest.
Okay, yeah, because I usually get hung up on a lot of this.
It gets
like,
hung up
I
on a lot
hung,
of
yeah.
bullshit.
All right,
so when we're going to find
so
out
wait,
what's
wait,
the
wait,
coolest
so,
one.
So it's
and
the
then they
coolest.
Get the dinosaur tooth, but they have to go in a little deeper onto said cartoon. An episode of it, something. Tag us, follow us, Twitter. We don't know much about Twitter.
At in a little deeper.
But, yeah, help us
I know
out.
How to do, I
help
said that
out.
Again.
Help
yeah.
us out, get a dinosaur
us
tooth.
Tell us who wins.
We have one follower.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thanks, Melanie.
All right. So let's play.
the game. Let's jump into the preliminary piggybacking round.
Who is the coolest?
All right, let's do it.
All right.
You got the sheet.
Oh, yeah. So, we're going to start off.
Huh?
Pigtailing it. Flintstones versus the Jetsons.
Welcome to the preliminaries.
They're the pigtails.
The pigtails.
The play-ins.
Yep, and we got Flintstones versus
Flintstones versus the Jetsons, yes.
You know, I originally said Flintstones. I want to go with the Jetsons.
You're going to go with the Jetsons? Why do you want to go with the Jetsons? Because I...
Ah, nah, Fred's cool, man. Fred's
yabba
cool.
Yabba-dabba-doo, man. Don't yabba-dabba-don't.
Hey.
Huh.
Wish Dinosaurs was a fucking cartoon, man.
It's not a cartoon, so dinosaurs cannot be in.
Flintstones reminds me of dinosaurs.
I mean, it's pretty obvious it's the setting.
Is it?
Yeah, they're both.
Oh,
in,
yeah, I got it.
Yeah, oh, do you get it now? Okay. All right, so Flintstones moving on.
Flintstones moving on.
Flintstones. All right, now we got Beavis and Butthead versus Rick and Morty.
We love Rick and Morty. But we're going Beavis and Butthead.
B&B on the trail.
All right. Next up, we got a little Tex Avery versus
Thunder. Thunder. Thundercats.
I'm going to go Tex Avery because Tex Avery, I love it.
And I'm actually forbidding that. I'm using my one time early.
I don't care.
I'm going
just like that.
Cats. I am
that's
going
fine.
Cats.
That's fine. Use your one
you
time.
You knew what
but,
you were doing.
No, I did not. So when I was younger and I used to go to the barber and he used to look like Droopy Dog. I used to call him Droopy Dog to his face. And
I mean, that's why.
And
why?
I realized last week that was a mean thing to say to him.
Yeah,
but
that's
he never thought it was mean. Like he thought it was funny because. I feel like he looked like Droopy Dog.
Do you think he was
his
just
cheeks.
Was like? Do you think he just was like, man, fuck it, even that kid's been saying that.
Fucked his kid.
The fucking Charlie who I play poker fuck with
my,
on Saturday.
Fucking my hair
stop
up.
Calling me Droopy Dog. Every
here's
time
a bowl cut.
Chips.
Go to school.
You're
All right,
moving on.
So it was Tex Avery?
Yeah. No, next up we have.
So Tex Avery won. Nice.
Teenage.
Yeah.
Tex Avery.
I thought Thundercats won.
Oh, no. Wait.
What?
It was the Thundercats. You tricked me again. No, I already crossed them off. They're off the list. All right. Next up we have the. We have Rocky and Bullwinkle versus DuckTales.
DuckTales. I think DuckTales straight up.
Yeah, that's obvious.
And,
I don't even know how they got in a
so
play.
So the guy
I think
that made
them, like,
the guy that made DuckTales, when I was at an auction,
yeah.
I saw one of his original drawings,
mm-hmm.
and it was $40, and I purchased it, which you already know.
I'm not.
Turns out it's worth a lot of money.
How much?
About $1,500.
What?
Yeah,
score.
So that's what's up.
He drew it with like marker or something.
Yeah,
it looks cool.
Yeah, it's on eBay.
Really good artist. All right, next the pigtail. X-Men versus Arthur.
Arthur.
Arthur?
Yes.
Over X-Men?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm going to put up a fight on that one.
You really can't because you already used your free pass.
Well, you're going to have to use yours then because I'm saying it's X-Men.
No, I don't. You can't. You can't just say
I'm
that.
Saying, well, then you're
going to use a double free pass?
No.
No, that's a double
free
pass.
What I'm saying is I'm saying it's X-Men. And if you're saying it's not, that's fine. It won't be X-Men, but then it's you using your one time.
What? Oh, that would be my one
that
time?
That would be your one time.
Oh, shit. Because
that's how that works. So then the next
X-Men.
One X-Men wins, so you don't use your one time. All right.
Bye it's bye not the hill I want to die on.
All right. Next up, we have, moving on. We have Doug versus the Flintstones.
Is this still the? Is this the?
No, we moved
Sweet 16.
No, this is on the major.
Oh wait!
I
feel like we need a cool intro since we're moving on to the.
Moving on to the quarterfinals.
Welcome to the quarterfinals.
Welcome
I am Christopher Becker, and this is Nicholas Porter, and we're trying to find out who the coolest cartoon is. And let's rock!
Maybe this is the semi-quarters.
This is the semi-quarters.
This is the nickels. The nickel round.
Yeah.
Doug.
That's not a nickel.
Versus. The Flintstones.
You know, Patty Mayonnaise, very cool. Skeeter, very cool.
Flintstones is iconic, though.
Doug, funny. Such a good dude. Such a good dude. Would just do so much for you.
I mean, it sounds like you're going Doug. I'll just go with you.
What would Fred Flintstone do for you? Nothing. He's a piece of shit.
Doug,
he's a caveman.
Moving on. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys.
All right.
I like
Next
Doug,
up, we have Thundercats versus Squidbillies.
You know, Squidbillies is pretty freaking funny. I love that the guy's hats.
Yeah, they're funny.
I feel like I want one of his
hats.
Oh,
you want a hat?
I want a Squidbillies hat. They gotta sell those. That's probably a Spencer's thing, right?
Nah, they don't sell those.
Dude, surely they sell Squidbillies hats.
Is so sick, though, man.
Do they not sell Squidbillies hats?
They probably do. You know what they sell a lot of? Thundercat memorabilia, because people still love it.
Okay. I guess you're on it.
Leo, man.
It's not the hell I want to die on. All right,
Thundercats.
Take your Thundercats.
Thundercats. I was like, you can use your one time, man, if you want to kill them.
Nah, I don't want to kill it.
All right. Are you using it? Are you going to use it?
No. Nope.
Okay, cool.
Moving.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles versus... Heroes
in a Half Shell.
Turtle Power.
Rugrats.
Ooh. Reptar?
Reptar.
Reptar?
Reptar.
Was that what his name is?
I don't know, man.
Ooh, Angelica? Ooh, she's so mean.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, I don't like Angelica. She's mean.
She was mean, but you know what? Who wasn't
it's
mean?
It's obviously Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, of course it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Why'd you even say that? Like, Shredder. It sucks that Rugrats drew that draw.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Moving on.
Teenage Mutant.
All right.
Now we have Metalocalypse and DuckTales.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Man.
Which one was I going to do?
Metalocalypse. Mermaider.
Mermaider. Yeah. Mermaider. Mermaider. Mermaider.
I feel like Metalocalypse should be on an episode of them just like thrashing up the DuckTales.
What? Why? Like hurting them?
Yeah, because like
punching them and stuff.
Yeah, because that's how much they just won.
Oh no, dude! You didn't like DuckTales?
I love DuckTales.
He swam in money and would spit it out. Like, it makes no sense.
Uncle Scrooge is
Uncle Scrooge
is a fucking crook.
He loves money so much he will.
You
high
love
dive
money so much
into it. And
what are you,
risk
the 1% now? You 1%?
You know what?
Is that what you want?
Do you want to die? Is this the hill you want to die on? Because I'm still saying DuckTales.
Seriously.
I love DuckTales.
All right.
So you're going to go Metalocalypse.
I'm going to go DuckTales.
What? All right. DuckTales.
Keep playing your game, dude.
Dude,
keep playing
like
your game.
It seems like I just keep picking the ones I want.
That was a Thundercat getting shot down just from
Oh no, dude, not this one. All right, so
who's up now?
I already know what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Simpsons versus South Park.
Yeah, and I'm going South Park.
You're going South Park. All right, well that's easy.
I love Stan's dad.
All right, he is my favorite character. I really thought you were gonna use your one time just because you knew that I liked South Park quite a bit. I mean,
nope.
And I really love...
Nope.
The thing is, I feel like we're really dismissing The Simpsons here. Like, we're just like, yep, and it's the Simpsons.
Honestly, it's just like, they got so many writers now, it's just...
Man, The Simpsons are
through
great.
The door, man.
I can't
whatever.
Even believe it. They should be on the other side of the bracket. They're just...
Simpsons is whatever.
It's not whatever, dude. It's still funny.
Who's your favorite Simpson?
A Bart.
If you were to get a tattoo of a Simpson...
It'd be Bart Simpson.
Bart Simpson, yes. When he wears the cape, and he's like, Bartman?
Probably just riding a skateboard. I think, like, I would want him, like, where he's, like, one arm,
I'll go get
one arm
tattoo
around the pole.
I'll get,
you know,
an auto tattoo if you get
like
a Bart
I'd
tattoo.
I'd want, like, the pole in the background. I think that'd be a cool tattoo.
I'll get an auto tattoo if you get a Bart tattoo.
That might happen one day.
We need a deal right now on the air.
We need a donation for that one, buddy. I ain't got the money for that.
Bring a little money.
I don't know what you're saying.
All right, so that's what we'll use our funds for, all right?
I'm going to get a Bart Simpson tattoo. All right.
We need a keyboard, but...
Yeah, I'll take a Bart Simpson tattoo. I don't know. We need a keyboard. Yeah, a keyboard's probably more likely. Okay. Putting that one on the ice.
Really?
All right. Put it on ice.
All right.
Bob's Burgers versus Futurama.
Bob's Burgers.
Really? You didn't like Futurama at all?
I did, but Bob's Burgers better.
Well, what's better about them?
I just love it. Dude, when I used to work at Roadway on the forklift, uh-huh. and I bought an iPad,
uh-huh.
and I just watched Bob's Burgers.
What was it? That was your job?
Well, there was like a couple of days where they didn't have anything for me to do, so I just like watched Bob's Burgers. And I was like...
It's a pretty legit
job. So I liked Bob's Burgers.
You didn't ever done that on Futurama, though?
Futurama, I mean, it's cool.
All right, I'll give it to you. All right, Bob's Burgers.
What's that guy's name in Futurama, though?
Like the main character?
Yeah.
Oh, God, what is his name? Why can't I think of it?
Nah, neither here nor there.
All right, neither here nor there.
Fry. Right.
Fry, it is Fry. It's absolutely Fry, yeah. All right, well, Barry and Fry tonight. Sorry, man. You're not going to go back in time, forward in time, or ever in time. Next up, we have X-Men versus Archer.
X-Men versus Archer. Yeah. Archer's pretty good, right?
Yeah, but I like the X-Men a lot.
All right, X-Men it is.
He didn't want to die on that hill either. All right.
Speed this sucker up. How many we got left here?
Moving on officially to the semi-quarterfinal final round. We're in the quarterfinals. Quarterfinals, everyone. Doug, Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead. Next.
Oh, man, we are moving along. All right, we're going to go Thunder. Thundercats versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And tell me why Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Tell me. Go ahead and tell me.
I just want to vote for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because they're awesome. They're party dudes. They're the world's most fearsome fighting dudes.
Allow me to blow your mind a little bit here.
No.
These two cartoons are actually deeply related to me.
I don't mean
because I just liked them. I mean because they impacted one another. What happened was I went to go watch Thundercats at like, I think it was 9 a.m. every Saturday.
Every freaking Saturday.
I go to watch it. It's not on, but there's this show about turtles. And I was like, what the fuck is this? I remember being like pissed off. I was like, I just want to watch Thundercats. This is bullshit. And then all of a sudden, I didn't even like the turtles at first, and then I gave it a chance.
That's where my allowance
went. I gave it a chance, and I was like, oh my God, I'm all in.
You're all in.
All the fucking, like, I love the Ninja Turtles.
Sounds like you're all in right now. You know what I mean?
So, like, it was actually like a life lesson, and this was very impactful on me.
A life lesson.
It taught me that, you know what? Give things a chance, because just because you don't like it initially, you're like, these are weird turtles that apparently are really good at karate.
How could I say no to that? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Spent all my allowance on him.
After that, we're going Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Wow.
I feel like Thundercats now.
What a beautiful speech, Nick.
Thank you. All right, now we're going to go DuckTales versus South Park.
You know, I'm just so fucking sick of Uncle Scrooge at this point.
You're going to go South Park?
Just because Uncle Scrooge is a fucking filthy crook.
We got Randy moving on. Now we got... X-Men versus Bob's Burgers.
X-Men versus Bob's Burgers. I'm going to go Bob's Burgers. X-Men's kind of whatever, man. What do you want to watch right now? What's cooler? Is X-Men still cool or is it Bob's Burgers?
Bob's Burgers, man.
X-Men, dude.
Shit's old. I'm surprised he got this far. All right. Hit me with a drop, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. We're moving on to the semi-round.
Semi.
The semi. It's just semi-finals? A little semi.
So there's four?
Well, semi-wreck, yes.
Is there four left?
There's the final four of them.
All right.
Yep,
good thing I still have my move-on card. I think I'll use that for the championship.
There you are. That's fine, man. Well, we're going
to
see.
I don't think you should be able to use it in a championship.
Beavis and Butthead versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Fuck, man. You know, I used to think Beavis and Butthead was pretty fucking cool because my parents wouldn't let me watch them.
Yeah, they did a lot of fucked up shit initially.
And I went to my great-grandmother's house, who was a Christian lady, and wouldn't even let me say crap.
What?
She was.
You couldn't
very
say
old.
Crap.
No. She was.
Oh
man,
I was a little.
She
a
was. She was a country lady,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I was watching some Beavis and Butthead over there because she had cable, and I thought it was pretty cool, but one of the not cool things was when I was in high school.
Uh-huh.
Or yeah, I was in middle school, and the high schoolers were watching Beavis and Butthead. And they put some firecrackers on some cats or something. That was in Lawrence. So Beavis, do you remember that? People were doing stuff
right.
like Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, that was messed up, man.
That was messed up.
Yeah. Well, I think, but it's not like they and I think there's really like no excuse for it because Beavis and Butthead, they did it. Like it was on the show. Just like man.
Despite all that, Beavis and Butthead's moving on.
Beavis and Butthead beat Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, they're fucking way cool. Beavis and Butthead, who would you rather hang out with? Who's cooler, Beavis and Butthead or Turtles?
Well, if you think about it that way, that's actually another argument because the Turtles would take care of you and you could still have a good time. Because
Beavis and Butthead,
like
you could go
party.
Drink beer.
You would.
Watch
you
music
yourself,
videos.
Damn, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
And they also wind up in like awesome situations.
Just go headbanging
for
stuff.
No reason. All right, Beavis and Butthead, moving on.
I like
All
it.
All right, we got our first final contestant of the evening, B&B.
This is a championship?
No, man. Oh. They're the first one in it.
Nice.
Versus South Park, Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers.
Are you using your one time?
Yep.
Bob's Burgers. Moving on. That was a nice bell. We got four B's. Beavis and Butthead versus Bob's Burgers. Final
round. Beavis and Butthead.
I agree.
Done.
Done. We did it.
Beavis and Butthead is the coolest cartoon.
Also, at in a little deeper, hashtag Beavis and Butthead, hashtag contest giveaway, hashtag go fuck your mother.
Whoa.
I don't do
easy,
that one.
Man.
Hashtag
easy
at
that.
In a little.
So, watching Beavis and Butthead with Ozzy Osbourne, how cool would that be?
Beavis and Butthead aren't real people. Are you saying like...
I'm saying watch Beavis and Butthead with Ozzy Osbourne.
That seems much more likely than what I was thinking. Okay, okay. Thank you for... thanks for clarifying that. Yeah, no, I think I should hang out with Beavis and Butthead and watch Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, you said correct. Hang out.
You're correctly right. All right, but you know, all right, so Ozzy watching
yeah.
Beavis and Butthead.
That'd
okay,
be
that
pretty
makes,
cool.
That makes more sense.
Nice.
That would be cool.
I hope somebody shares it. Gets
yeah.
a prize.
Yeah. Well, what do we do next time? Do you want to do Trip with the Teacher?
Because
we tried on this movie. This was kind of dog shitty. I mean, there was one guy in it. The actor was actually the general in Star Wars that got CGI'd the new movies. Falcon. Zalkin, by the name.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
What about Beavis and Butthead?
Do America?
I wish I had more movies.
I
TV
mean,
shows were better.
Mm.
Do you know that? Did you ever watch any of the new ones that came out just like a couple years back?
The new Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah.
I did not realize that.
It was actually that. Really good.
Unless you watched
it. I was expecting it to be just like a flop.
And it wasn't.
It was really good.
Wow.
So let's not watch them.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah, no, we like to review shit, typically. We like to just tear shit to shit.
I wish I could
Looking
think of something great
animals.
To watch. It would be nice if somebody were to give some suggestions.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, that's a good idea. At in a little deeper movie.
But you know, we've been wanting to watch Trip with the Teacher for quite a while.
I have not been wanting to watch that. You've been wanting
you
to watch that.
You bring it up every single time.
You always bring it up. You actually just said, let's watch every movie in this case of like 40 movies because you know Trip with the Teacher is in there. Like, you wanted to make that a thing so you could watch it. And what's the movie about, Chris? Give me the synopsis.
Badass bikers terrorizing a bunch of wimpy girls.
Oh, man. That just sounds so awful even when you sugarcoat it like that.
That is not a nice thing to say.
No. It's messed up. Maybe we'll watch something else.
They wear, like, weird glasses and stuff.
What does that even mean?
I think they're like just weird. Like they make them look like aliens. Like they have like weird alien eyes, glasses. They do a bunch of drugs.
We're gonna watch Trip with the
Kill
Teacher.
Kill people.
That sounds so weird. Well, watch Trip with the Teacher. That's next.
Next up. Next up. Trip with the Teacher. Wonder what we're gonna give away then.
I don't think there's much. All right, so this time we're giving them a dinosaur tooth. Something. How old is it? 66 million.
66 million
billion
years old. Guaranteed to have
from the
Topanga.
Topanga.
We gotta go.
Topanga's back.
Sorry,
we
gotta
go. Topanga's back.
Bye.
We gotta go. Bye.